A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, football fans, the sports event posters are out. They are brought to you by great sponsors. Please patronize your local businesses that are on the schedules, as they are an asset to your community. Brought to you and paid for by Prestige Marketing, LLC. Visit us online at prestigemarketingllc.com.
Welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that gives you all the right numbers that you need to play during the 2023 NFL season. We're in week 9 and we're in the midway point now. We're starting to hit the middle point of the NFL season, so you still have time to get the right numbers, get the right things that you need in order to get the right bets for your games in the NFL season. And as always, before we give you the numbers to play for week 9 of the NFL season, remember, the games that you can play in sports betting are money line, point spread, and over-under total points. For money line, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. And the over-under total points. This is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure that's presented in the bet. So again, money line, point spread, and over-under total points. I'll give you an example. Team A versus Team B. In money line, if you bet on Team A and Team A wins the bet, and you play money line, guess what? Team A wins, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, whereas money line does not. So in the bet, again, Team A versus Team B. If you bet on Team A and the point spread is 5, the final score, Team A 27, Team B 21. Team A wind up winning by 6 points. Guess what? You do not win the bet. That's how point spread works. And then you have over-under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure in the bet. So say, for instance, if you place a bet and the under is going to be 42 points, the final score would be Team A 27 and Team B 15. 27 plus 15 equals 42 points. So 42 points if it's right at the under mark, or say for instance, I'm sorry, Team A wins 27, it's Team A 27, Team B 14, 27 plus 14 equals 41. You place the bet for under 42 total points, guess what? You win the bet. So that's how it works in sports betting. Again, money line, point spread, and over under total points. And before we give you the right numbers to play, remember as always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. That's 1-800-522-4700. Remember, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly. We don't want people to go crazy. We want people to enjoy this experience without the hassles, without the problems. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. And our source for these numbers have been provided by Caesars Sportsbook. Once again, the numbers that you're going to hear throughout the course of this broadcast, the source has been provided by Caesars Sportsbook. All right, here are the winning numbers for week 9 of the 2023 NFL season. Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Point spread for Tennessee, plus 3. For Pittsburgh, minus 3. Money line for Tennessee, plus 135. For Pittsburgh, minus 160. And the over-under total points is 36.5. The Miami Dolphins take on the Kansas City Chiefs in one of the international games taking place in Frankfurt, Germany. point spread for Miami, +2.5. For Kansas City, -2.5. Money line for Miami, +118. For Kansas City is -140. And the over-under total points is 50.5. The Seattle Seahawks go up against the Baltimore Ravens. Point spread for Seattle, +5.5. For Baltimore, -5.5. Money line for Seattle, +205. For Baltimore, -250. And the over-under total points is 43. Washington Commanders go up against the New England Patriots. Point spread for Washington, +3.5. For New England, -3.5. Money line for Washington is +152. For New England, -180. And the over-under total points is 40.5. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers square off against the Houston Texans. Point spread for Tampa Bay, +2.5. For Houston, -2.5. The money line for Tampa Bay is +130. For Houston, it's -155. And the over-under total points is 40. The Chicago Bears square off against the New Orleans Saints. Point spread for Chicago, +7.5. For New Orleans, it's -7.5. The money line for Chicago is +278. For New Orleans, it's -355. The over-under total points is 41. The Arizona Cardinals square off against the Cleveland Browns. Point spread for Arizona is +8. For Cleveland, it's -8. Money line for Arizona is +285. For Cleveland, it's -365. The over-under total points is 37.5. The Minnesota Vikings square off against the Atlanta Falcons. Point spread for Minnesota, +5. For Atlanta, -5. Money line for Minnesota is +180. For Atlanta is -220. And the over-under total points is 37.5. The Los Angeles Rams square off against the Green Bay Packers. Point spread for the Rams is +3. For the Packers, it's -3. The money line for the Rams is +140. For the Packers, it's -165. And the over-under total points is 39.5. The Indianapolis Colts square off against the Carolina Panthers. Point spread for Indianapolis is -2.5. For Carolina, it's +2.5. Money line for Indianapolis is -160. For Carolina, it's +135. The over-under total points is 44. The New York Giants square off against the Las Vegas Raiders. Point spread for the Giants is +2.5. For Las Vegas is -2.5. Money line for the Giants, +118. For the Raiders, it's -140. And the over-under total points is 37.5. The Dallas Cowboys square off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Point spread for Dallas is +3. For Philadelphia, it's -3. The money line for Dallas is +135. For Philadelphia, it's -160. And the over-under total points is 46. Sunday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills square off against the Cincinnati Bengals. Point spread for Buffalo is +2.5. For Cincinnati is -2.5. Money line for Buffalo is +130. For Cincinnati is -155. And the over-under total points is 48.5. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers square off against the New York Jets. Point spread for the Chargers is -3. For the Jets is +3. Money line for the Chargers is -160. For the Jets is +135. And the over-under total points is 41.5. And there are your numbers. Again, big special thank you. And, of course, our source is Caesar Sportsbook for the money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Those are your winning numbers, and good luck. And, again, you can play money line, point spread, or over-under total points. Remember, money line. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. And the over-under total points is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure presented in the bet. And again, as always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to gamble responsibly. We want people to play responsibly. Remember that. Again, 1-800-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867. 770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling problem. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Winning Bets. Until next time, everybody, so long and take care.